Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, it is Larissa. I'm here. I'm backy.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Booty, you need...
But with a whole different face.
I forgot she looked like this. I genuinely forgot this was her original face.
I did too. She was really pretty.
And her boobies are insane now. They're just not even... In any world, they're not really possible.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not.
Y'all, new season. Who dis? New who season dis? Of Classless.
Classless.
Season 6, 90-Day Fiancé, OG, this will kind of, we will have fulfilled our entire, we will have kind of, after starting season 7 of OG, when we started the show,
mm-hmm.
we have now pursued all 6 seasons, previous seasons of OG through our classes. We do still have some happily ever afters to go, and if we decide to do Family Chantel or not, so...
On the fence.
We're gonna make that decision probably after this season is done, because Family Chantel will start. That's when kind of the timeline.
It was look, after it'll 6. It'll be in a space where we're both in a dark room. There's just a rusty faucet dripping in the corner. We both have a bottle of whiskey in our hands each, and just say, we got to do this, don't we?
Yeah, probably.
We got to do this.
Yeah, I'll see you in hell.
That's
Karen.
Where we'll make our decision. Literally, Karen.
I'll see you in hell.
Uh-huh.
I'll see you in hell, winter, what? And all of them.
Vamos, comma, hello. Hello. Devilio. Devilio.
Mucho loca for my familia.
Mucho satanio.
Oh, God.
We'll get there when we get
Seasone
there.
Seis.
Seasone
Vamos.
Seis.
Vamos.
90 Day Fiancé Season 6, Episode 1, our part 1, because we split
the clock
like
is ticking.
We've got Team A and Team B.
The Team A, we're going to this is Team A. So Team A, you guys, for this season. God, I'm so excited to start a new season.
Me too.
Team A is going to be Ashley and Jay, Colt and Larissa, and of course, and everyone's been waiting for us to get to this couple, Eric and Lita, or in Marissa's words, Eric-y and Eric-y. Lita.
I feel like this is our bait and switch couple, because all we know, I mean, we obviously clearly, It's going to be interesting. Colt and Larissa are going to be like when we watch the season.
We know who
no,
they
it's
are.
It's going to be like when we saw Libby and Andre.
Right.
It was kind of like seeing a retrospect. It was like seeing a behind the music where you go, oh, that's why all that chaos makes sense. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Ashley and Jay, we know nothing about.
But I kind of know how it's going to turn out.
Yes. But with Eric and Lita,
when you
watch the first episode, you go, well, she seems a little spoiled, but fun. But golly, he sounds terrible. And apparently it's going to switch.
Well, no, I think people say he's pretty awful too. But she has often been referred to as the greatest villain in the franchise history.
Which is saying something.
I'm here for it. I know.
It is saying
I don't know if someone's seen the last episode of the tell all with Pred. So because that's something.
I agree.
Now that Pred and Bilal are in there, it's hard.
That's why we're so excited to do this, because we still have to watch another fucking finale of 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After season 7.
Should we also announce our digital worldwide moment.
Yes, digital worldwide moment.
That we are doing with Mary Payne from Pink Shade. That's February 6th. You can get tickets to it. It's going to be a live recap show, video show event that we are live digital show that you can buy tickets on our link tree on our Instagram. And that's Reality Gaze Podcast. It's Reality Gaze Podcast. I get mixed up.
Reality Gaze Podcast is our Instagram.
Yeah.
Y'all just go to realitygaze.com. You'll figure it out.
That'll work too. It's not porn anymore.
It's not. All right.
But can we just jump in?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Do you want to talk about Ashley and Jay first, or who do you want
to
talk
I'd like
about?
To, yes.
Have you ever been to Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania?
No, but I did a little research on this.
Sounds lovely.
Ashley is from Mechanicsburg. Everyone tells us that Ashley, who's 31 years old, tells us that is from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I did a little research. She's actually from a little place further north called Denial, Pennsylvania.
Denial, Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah.
It's three exits. South of Delusion.
Oh, I think, and right by Sandusky, I'm sure. Ohio. Different state. But right.
Every state's got a Sandusky. Yeah. You might as well. It might not be named Sandusky.
It might not be. I also want to remind people that if you're going to post a spoiler or something, either in the Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, we love it. We have fun in there. Or in the Patreon comments, put that you're going to do a spoiler because, for instance, we pride ourselves in not actually knowing what happens with these characters. Yeah. We don't know if they're together. And there's some sissies that are watching this. So
if you go in
and say, oh my God, when Jay sleeps with Ashley's friend, Natalie, oh, you just ruined it for all of us.
That probably happens.
please don't message us this stuff. We want to find out. We do know that there was a cast member's friend in this season who was just convicted or found guilty of murder. No, we do know that. That's a little different. That's not about the main character. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about the spoiler. Be aware.
Ooh, y'all.
She's the mother of two
bless
small children.
This mess.
She's a strong woman. Strong woman.
Empowered woman.
She's doing a defense class, and you know it's a defense class for a woman because the guy's holding a pink gun. It'd be confusing.
If it was
a blue gun, she'd go, wait a minute, I'm in the wrong class.
I'm a girl.
I can't be with a blue gun.
Defense classes for women.
Jesus.
Only. It's like Curves. Fitness for women.
My mother still talks about her motion class at Curves.
She loves Curves.
She went there. She doesn't anymore. She does Pilates now.
I understand that people do it because they feel the gym is not a good. I just love the idea that there's a different type of fitness for women.
Yeah.
So y'all, Ashley, just some stats here. She's the mother of two. She says she works as a bartender currently. I have a feeling we don't know anything about Ashley's background now. I'm going to spitball something right now. I think a lot of things went wrong. Places.
No, it seems like, yeah.
I think she's had several careers or several, maybe several conserving-ish types of careers.
I think she was a woohoo girl, too.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I was going to say.
I think she's a woohoo girl. She had a lot of fun. I'm not shaming her for that.
Prettiest girl in her high school class.
Yeah, homecoming queen, all that kind of stuff.
Maybe not homecoming queen, homecoming court.
Had a good high school experience and then probably... got out of high school. We haven't seen her kids. I don't know if we're going to see them.
They were blurred out.
Probably got married young, did all that thing. So in a way, I really like kind of like the show Back in the Groove. She's younger, but she's kind of like, it makes sense why Jay was appetizing to her because she kind of probably says things like, I just want something for me finally.
And something that's very different than I've experienced.
Cheated on twice.
She's been cheated on.
Yes.
And not only that, she's been engaged twice, and she left both these engagements.
Because they cheated.
I don't know if these were the fathers of her children, either of these.
I don't know. But she did not say, I've been married before. She did not say that.
She did not say that. That's true. But turns out she says, y'all, this is someone who is, you can tell, has been shit on by life because she keeps saying, she has a lot of things. I'm pretty much on my own. So it doesn't sound like there's a lot of help from people in her life. Maybe friends. Doesn't seem like her parents are really in the picture, helping her out. I'm not saying your parents should, but that's what we're getting from this. It's interesting.
She's very alone in like her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. This is someone who's looking for something. Definitely.
You kind of watch this and go, maybe this will be kind of like Melanie and DeVar. Like Melanie had, but Melanie was way more worldwise. Way more head on.
These two women could not be more different.
Could not be more different. Yeah. So
they're just from Pennsylvania. That's the same.
They are thing. Both from Pennsylvania. That is true. Because she was cheated on twice by both of her fiancés.
Speaking of y'all, big Lalu news. We'll talk about it on the Lalu cast. Supposedly the Italian queen Leifi has announced that Shane is not my baby, is not Summer's brother because we had to go to a sperm donor because he's shooting blanks.
Apparently, a little Lalu news for you there.
I don't know why they would stir up things if it wasn't true, but it is Lacey and Chad.
I think it's totally not true.
Oh, really?
I think she's lying.
But why say it?
Because she can.
Okay.
Because maybe he can't pay to get a DNA test.
I don't care either way.
No, I like reading it. But so she actually took a couple years for herself. I went, good for you, Ashley. And so she went on a bang trip. And maybe it was a bang trip. But she went to a wedding in Jamaica. And she went to this wedding. And then she met
Jay. 20-year-old Jamaican man at a bar. 20 years old.
Huge dick alert. Giant dick alert.
Big old dick.
I mean,
Jesus.
Y'all, it's a fucking
And this guy, and he's
monster.
Hot, and he's a smile.
He's pretty.
Smiley.
He's actually pretty. He's more than hot.
He's
a pretty
is
boy.
God. And this guy's dangerous. He will charm you, get in your pants. It is amazing. I don't want to make it's so hard for me not to make preconceptions with this guy because he is in the dictionary under player.
So basically he sought her out. He found her on social media.
Well, she met him and then she kind of forgot about him.
She didn't say whether they hooked up or not. We just assumed so. But he found her on social media. 6 months after she met, she went back over there. And then after 8 days, he surprises her with this proposal.
On stage at a club.
And so she says he used to be a womanizer and he was always sleeping, but he says he's changed his ways and she's just going to go to Jamaica and then help him get his visa approved and then bring him back here.
And remember, he's 20, Maddie, but he's extremely mature.
Extremely
mature.
I'm sure we'll see that when we meet him later.
The denial, that's what I'm saying, the denial here. You can almost see it in her face when she's being in. She's like, okay, now mention the fact he's mature. She has convinced herself, y'all, that this is her exit out of this life. And it's a slow motion car wreck. This cannot go well.
No, because there's a difference of when you're in a relationship and things turn and you start convincing yourself. That's one issue. But she's starting from the get-go. You're right. From the town of denial.
She said, in the past, I've been attracted to clean-cut white guys, and this is someone completely different. And
oh, yeah. What'd she say? He's black.
Yeah.
She is white and blonde, looks like a Disney princess. Yeah. He is young.
Maybe a Disney princess who worked a couple truck stop shifts.
Maybe. But she is pretty. I think she's very pretty.
The makeup choices are interesting. Overly done eyeliner. I think it's that part of Pennsylvania, though, to be honest.
Yes. Jay is young, black, very slim, but muscular, beautiful, like gorgeous white teeth smile.
Wow.
Eyes.
Maybe make it less obsessive.
Well, I'm painting this picture for the people that haven't watched them or see them. Like, they're both a beautiful couple together. So it's a part of you with, you're thinking, you see the pictures, you go, okay, I don't think this is going to work. And then we'll talk about it later when we meet him. But Natalie, her friend, who I just wrote, roots, 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 roots.
I thought it was that or ombre.
It's a bad ombre.
It's just like when it was like bad ombre, y'all. Remember that time everyone had, everyone, like you saw good ombre around, but like 90% of it was bad ombre?
Ombre went
sounds like
in
a cologne.
Out.
Bad ombre. Bad ombre.
It went, I think that was a cologne on the episode of Friends with Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah,
and their
ombre
fragrance.
Or something like
I
that.
I think it was ombre, actually. That was a great episode.
My mother's making her way through Friends right now and tells me about certain episodes because she never watched it when it was on.
Does she like it?
Just the other day, I saw, you know what Rachel said to Chandler? And I'm like, Mom, that show was on 22 years ago. Well, it's funny.
Well, I'm glad she likes it.
Did you ever see the episode when Phoebe ran? I just love it that she's getting into Friends. And Oliver, it's
good for Mother Pooh. Maybe I should call her and say, hey, have you seen what Catch Me If You Can? I wanted to get nominated for an Oscar. Your mom and I can talk
about
it.
That movie.
We'll have to talk about stuff 20 years ago.
Anyway, where are we talking about? So Natalie has a lot of concerns
Natalie
about
Jay. Natalie has met Jay. She has met Jay. So she has gone to Jamaica with her.
And Natalie says, you've only seen Vacation Jay, which is 100% true. And this is very much a Tanya St. John kind of situation.
Tanya St. John, Molly, Louise.
All bang trip like, situation.
All bang trip situation, yeah.
And Natalie, this is really interesting, and I think we're not getting the whole story here. Natalie says, I've heard him talking about sleeping with two other women. I overheard him. But she has no proof. And my thing would be, if I was Ashley, why would my friend, how good of a friend is this? Why would my friend lie? Why would my friend make something up?
Natalie even says that. She says, why would I lie?
And maybe, and so there are two ways to think about this. Either Natalie made this up and she's a shitty friend, or Natalie's been her friend since grade school, trusted friend, and she did hear this, so she needs to tell her.
Would I lie to you, baby?
It's like, and
a
then,
good song.
Y'all, and this is the denial part. She's like, I don't care what Jay says anytime I'm not there in Jamaica. Now,
no, not what he says,
what he does.
Do you think that's denial, or do you think that is realistic? Because a lot of a lot of, I know relationships that are like, hey, if I'm not with you, you live in Jamaica, I'm not going to see, be able to be there for a year. Have fun.
I think it's a mixture of the two. It's denial with her talking about she thinks he's going to be reformed, while she can still say, it's almost like he's saying he's done with his womanizing ways, but he can do anything he wants while he's in Jamaica.
Because to me, that sounds like a perfect poodle relationship. We're together, but you live 1,000 miles away and can do whatever you want.
Oh, textbook.
And they send you money because we haven't gotten there yet, but I guarantee you she sends him money.
Yeah, without question. And she says, he's young and we're apart. And I wrote this down. I don't know if I think this concession, even because they haven't really even been in a relationship yet, but I think once when you're engaged, this should start be the time, starting be the time when you start about thinking about fidelity.
Well, if you want that, but yeah. And she wants that. So yeah.
She's been clear about wanting that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because infidelity is a problem in her past. And I think this is a concession she's making just to keep him.
As Natalie says, she is always so eager to love, she lets go of the red flags.
So later on, she says, if Jesus came down and told me he was cheating, I wouldn't care. Again, it is.
If she was more confident in others, and a part of me would be like, good for you. Great for you that you feel. It would be different if she felt so confident in herself. She's like, I don't care what he does when I'm not there. I know that when we're together and that, but this isn't that.
No.
It's like you said, he's coming over and being a different person than who he is.
Yeah. Then we're in Port Maria, Jamaica.
Let's meet Jay.
He said, I'm surrounded by a lot of family. Jamaica's small. He loves his crazy dancing.
He's a tattoo artist. At least he has a
trade.
He's
a tattoo artist. And
I mean, think about it.
The machine turns guys on. You do their underboob. You do their nipple.
He turns them on. Y'all, now granted, this was the edit. Everything that this guy says is just sex.
Yeah.
Everything he says. Like, he
lost his virginity at 8 years old.
At 8 years old. And she took his father's girlfriend and got her to cheat on her dad with him. And then that woman wanted him to come to Florida. And he said, no, I don't want to. And he laughed about that. He took his father's woman.
What I wrote down is he's still enjoying this. Y'all,
think about it, y'all. He took his father's
woman. He's not
reformed. If someone's going to screw, now granted, maybe he didn't have a good relationship with him, but, and his sister Poochie, says later on that he follows his father's footsteps. And I guess his father was a womanizer as well. And we don't know.
That's what's inferred. Yeah.
And she said that. Yeah. And we don't fully know the culture of men in Jamaica. We have a bit of idea from Love in Paradise, which, by the way, if you haven't watched that fucking season 2 Before the Other Way, you have to. It's very validating that a lot of sissies are coming to me saying, or us saying, thank you so much for telling me to watch
this
show.
Good.
It's so great. But if he's, what I want to finish and say, if he's not going to respect his father's relationship, bitch, what makes you think he's going to respect yours?
Sounds like
what makes you special?
It seems like it's a game. And 20 years, I just, y'all, if it walks like a duck, come on. This is going where it's going. I'm sure it'll have some speed bumps along the way.
If it kisses like a duck, if it rims like a duck, if it fucks you like a
it's
duck.
It's a gay duck.
It's a gay duck. Quack, quack, motherfucker.
Quack, quack. Oh, wow. Did not expect that. But yeah, the sister says he's going to do his own thing. My mom's in the States, and he wants to go to the States now.
Okay. His mother's already in the States working, y'all. So there's even more reason for him to use this woman to get to the States.
It's interesting because I think he could rationalize, that he is in love with her and using her as kind of a ticket. But at the same time, both things can be true, if that makes sense.
I 100%. She's, like I said, she is, I think she's beautiful. She's got a rocking body. She's got like a small waist, big boob. Like, she's a beautiful woman. So I think he probably is very attracted to her.
Yeah.
And they both, for where they live, they're definitely seeing grass is greener. These people do not look like anyone from where they are from in their respective communities. Yeah. So I agree with you. I think both things could be true, but you can still be a dog. And
he a dog.
You
he
can still a be a dog and care for someone. You might not love them, because I think real love is being able to honor a commitment.
He's 20 years old.
But how can he be in love when he's 20?
He's 20 years
or
old.
To be married.
For men, y'all, you know how long it takes for a boy to become a man. Jesus. I'm still waiting.
Sometimes when the sun's going down and that afternoon light just is sliding in through little slits in the window pane. And
I don't know where you're going with this.
And somebody, you know, a fella you've been dating just walks in and says, baby, I'm a man now. And then you become that woman you've always wanted to be. And then that theme from Top Gun plays.
Yeah, we got to update your references.
Okay, I'm going to...
Colton Larissa.
Before we do that, we're going to take a commercial, because this is
on that's
the free
right.
feed.
Free feed.
So it's on the free feed for everybody to try before you buy. We'll be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but
that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens.
Colty.
Hey girl, cookie dough and sugar. It's our first introduction to cats. And y'all, thanks for coming at us and making Spencer an unlikely star. On our last Happily Ever After Tell All podcast, Spencer will never be on the show again. way too distracting.
So one of my friends, I have become friends with this, I'm not going to say her name because she might not want it, but with a sissy who is friends with my neighbor. She's one of her best friends.
Yeah.
And she met, I forget if we met first or she discovered the podcast. So we become friends, but she just realized she went, holy fuck, I'm listening to the gays talk, and this is fucking Spencer. Like, she knew the cat. Anyway, it was funny.
Spencer tried to definitely make an impact on his time.
I will say that cat had great comedic timing. Great. Before we jump in real quick, y'all, because this is on the free feed, but this is normally on our Reality Gaze Plus on our Patreon and Supercast. Eventually, Apple subscriptions, we're reworking on, recommitted to working on that. But for right now on Patreon and Supercast, this is at the, this is normally a show that's at the $5 tier for anyone. That's the audio. Of course, the $8 tier gets you, as well as $8 tier gets our regular 90 Day Fiancé feed with Below Deck. Anything on the free feed, you get that commercial free. And then the $15 tier is, we do watch-alongs, or our version of Pillow Biter Talk, where we, our producer Christina gives us a little edited 30-minute episode for us to watch, and we see our reactions to this.
You watch us reacting to...
In real time, because we don't know. Like, yeah. You get to see our reaction to Jay. You get to see our reaction to Mother Debbie wearing a cat sweatshirt in the introduction. You get to see us seeing Eric. You get to see it all. So that's yes. What at the video tier, the $15 tier, and also that $15 tier, you get the Intimate Portrait, which is yes. A normal podcast, a video version of that.
Intimate Portrait. You also get the $8 tier. You get our, it's also our cringe tier, where you get Love After Lockup, Life After Lockup. You get Extreme Sisters that is coming later on this month. And you get Smothered, things like You, Me, and My Ex. Basically, the things that I wish never existed because they made me sick.
Yes, but that I love.
That you all watch it because you're fucking garbage. Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah. Also, at the $5 tier, you get our Netflix binges like Love is Blind. And who knows if the I almost said The Informant, The Ultimatum will ever come back.
The Ultimatum. You get that. And then lastly, at the $15 tier, you also get a YouTube Live once a month. We do that
once a month.
We interact with you. It's often where we call Under the Skirt, where we share news.
Oh, yeah.
Usually you get the first and foremost.
Yeah. I've never exposed my nipple, but I've thought about it.
He's thought about it. So that is all there. And also, lastly, if you are on Patreon, Reality Gaze Plus, you are the ones that get to vote in a lot of our polls, our Bicurious polls, or if we do certain polls, that's where you get access to do that and help drive.
You also... get live show tickets early access to live show tickets.
There you go. There's a little. We want to remind you all every once in a while because some people say, "What? How do you get this free?" So we try to remind you at the beginning of a season.
Not sometimes, always.
When Colt said, "I would say I'm a mama's boy," and I went, "Wow, what hit me? What we're seeing? The Colt now."
Yeah,
that we get on these single life tell-alls compared
wow,
to
what a progression.
What a fucking progression.
I also think this was this person and their storyline is extremely produced from a very specific angle. Even the friends are saying it's a computer geek with this gorgeous Brazilian woman.
Yeah.
I think the angle may have been a little tight. I think Colt is more things than just a computer geek who owns cats and lives with his mother. although that's plenty. That's a lot. But I'm saying I think it led us to think that Colt was always the more put together one than Larissa. And I think now we realize that Colt has a lot of messy things about him. Yeah.
And we also realize, like his friend says, maybe Colt has a 12-inch dick. We know that's not
that
true.
That is not the case. We have seen it, and I swear to God, I will send it to you if you bother me too much. It is my secret weapon. You don't want to see it, y'all. Trust me. It is not a pretty penis. And it is tiny.
I'm glad I have not seen it, nor do I want
hideous, to. Hideous. Looks like a little mole rat.
It's popping out.
That someone's taunted and it's just angry. Anyway, y'all, first time we were meeting Mother Debbie here. She cooks and does his laundry.
Hey, don't forget me, Mom. Don't forget me.
And
my
Pee-wee.
Debut, Mom. Hi.
Pee-wee, calm down. You're not ready for your debut yet.
I brought my tap shoes, Mom. I'm ready.
Pee-wee.
I like
you,
singing.
I always knew you were made for the stage.
I like singing and dancing. When are we going to kill Colt, Mom?
Later, Pee-wee. We got to be patient.
Shucks.
First, we got to kill Larissa.
Oh, good idea. If you don't know who Pee-wee is, that's the mole on Debbie's face.
It's quite prominent.
Yeah.
So, if you didn't think this was reality, guys, if you didn't think we came for moles, facial moles, we did. We do.
Well, I was going to say we will on horror, but you came for Anna, and she's a decent person, I think-ish.
She is. No, she is. The only reason I brought them up is I still think that it was amazing how they perfectly, they perfectly bisected her face. There were like mole fault lines.
And now they're gone.
Now they're gone. You're welcome. Anyway, I wish them all the best. I actually do. I mean, he's a weirdo, and I'm glad they're enjoying their life, making honey. Great.
Having a baby.
Go for it. I think the baby's born.
No, yeah, the baby's like 1 year old or something
like
that.
And it looks like Marcel.
Yeah.
God help it. So, Colty, his father passed 10 years ago. He's basically been living with his mother his whole life. In my spare time, I enjoy fixing things or sometimes breaking them and playing video games and playing with my kitties. Again, could not be a better textbook version of an incel, what we're seeing. This setup is one of the most specific, I think, I've seen in 90 Day Fiancé. We think we're getting to know these tropes of people. It's very smart to make it this way. But because they hit the Mother Debbie load when they found Colty and Debbie.
They did. They really did.
They really did.
It's like when they found Darcy and Stacey, they went.
Darcy in general. Yeah.
That's true. Which, by the way, Darcy and Stacey coming back next week, y'all. Next week.
Because Colty and Debbie are a find like nickel. You know, you only strike gold a couple of times.
And you know they're going to, which it's watching them, it's. I'm actually, that's one thing. As a producer minded person and people that, you know, you and I have made stuff or are trying to make stuff and in our respective fields, it is incredible the longevity of them. Because you think about, I would have told you that maybe they would have a Paul and Carini where they would flame out quickly and gloriously in like two seasons.
Yeah.
Not the case.
No. It's and the only reason that and these two seem to have plenty of stuff to tell, especially with Colty and Debbie, the podcasts had to kind of work at it.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons they feel exhausting is they work at it. We never had to feel. I don't ever feel tired with Nickel. It is always one debacle into another.
It is.
And y'all, she's pulling nickels left and right. And if you don't know what pulling a nickel is, it is when you fuck up so bad, but you are indignant and you will never admit it to anyone. And you are going to dig your heels in even harder.
It is. That's true. Very true.
Oh, God, I'll never get over the makeup store reveal. I don't think I'll ever get over that.
Again, y'all, we didn't know that. You should have seen us in our watch-along when we watched that on our pillow butter talk. We were gagged and gooped.
I'm impressed about the introduction of these two people because we already know they have a crazy season, and they're on the next two Happily Ever Afters.
And they were on our first season of our first 90 Day Fiancé was Colt and... was season 8, I think. Actually, we saw him in what's her name? I forgot.
Jess.
Good morning, my dear.
I think that was before the 90 days.
Oh, did put them on before the 90 days. Yeah. They did. Yeah. So we see Debbie's like, I spoil him. He doesn't know how to make a bed. And y'all, Colt has that age old story. Guy from a small community like Las Vegas. Can't find anyone to date. Just dated all the Americans you can date. So we've got to go elsewhere.
Every single girl in the town.
Every single Vegas girl. We've got to go elsewhere.
Again, the problem is not with the women.
No.
If you've dated every woman in town, the problem isn't with them. oh, wait, that's me. I feel like I've dated every guy in LA.
Just letting you get there.
Oh, wait. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem.
Your words.
Your wow. Words. Wasn't expecting that level of self-realization today.
I'm glad we're filming a video of this just to see your eyes go, ouch. Ow. So they ended up meeting in Mexico. They talked. They ended up meeting in Mexico. And Colt says, of course, she was the most beautiful one I've ever seen. And he said, and she seemed cool living with me and my mother. Of course she did, because this is a fucking con.
Yeah.
From the get-go.
Weirdly, Larissa is extremely... She's got a little bit of that kind of business-like persona of, I will do anything... I'm going to be very prodigious about my efforts to get anywhere, and I'm going to be really, really proactive regardless of what I need to do.
Yes.
And she likes having her way. We see that.
Yeah.
And y'all, it's a party every time Larissa is on your screen. a great character.
Because Larissa's got a Larissa, y'all. This woman does not hold anything out. So much so, I also don't think she gets just travel in general and how that works.
No.
I think she watched episodes of Star Trek or just thought it's like on a sitcom where you say, hey, let's go to Hawaii, Brady Bunch. And then the next beat, they're going to Hawaii.
No, she just looks at you with that kind of like half lobotomized stare.
Well, it's not as lobotomized because she hasn't had too much Botox on her forehead yet.
But there is kind of something that, like, she's waiting for. It's almost like she's waiting for him to say something so her brain can process the next thing. What's the next part of the plan?
Yeah.
It's a very animalistic way to live, or of survival. This is my next step.
Her next step. Because, she can't. Basically, she doesn't have her visa yet. And so she said, well, just get
VC.
And she just wants him to get the next flight, meaning like, get the flight for tomorrow. I'll get it tomorrow. And he's like, but it makes no sense.
Well, here's the thing. It makes perfect sense. She's a beautiful woman. Men should do things for her.
Yes. But it feels like
Americans have tons of money.
Would make more sense if this was Mike and Jimena. Who literally?
How much money are you giving to Jimena?
Had an ex-boyfriend in prison who killed people and needed to leave the country.
Oh God, that storyline! Oh! Sometimes I forget about the realities of the storyline and I bust out laughing about them.
Yes, I agree. You would think that would be the case, but no. Larissa just is ready to fucking get out of Brazil.
It's like Britney saying that she forgot she was married. With Brittany and Gazan.
We forgot she was married. We kept forgetting.
Y'all, he's meeting with his friends, his cousin John and Leah. And I can only guess that John is trying to be a cult leader because of Leah's flower crown. And there's lots and lots of flowers in the air. It's a weird house. There's lots of word art. And
there's a flower crown.
Yeah. I
think Leah sees the world as very bright. And John is there to remind her that sometimes people get fucking conned. Because she's like, so they're sitting there talking. And basically John, you know, saying, well, I'd love to get to know her. And she said that maybe she's attracted to Colt. Camera show flashes on Colt and we see him. And then that's where John, his own friends, or he might have a 12-inch dick. I don't know. So even John is like, who would
this
date my
producer?
Friend?
This producer is a master who produced this segment this season. They know exactly what they're doing. Genius.
Exactly.
It's like the person who produced Darcy and Jesse.
Yes.
Before the 92 with season two with the getting the stiletto stuck in the escalator.
It was great. I'm so ready for them.
So They're talking about how it was fast and John
did not know. Did you know that they had only seen each other collectively for 11 days?
I did not know that. But
I did not either.
It makes sense. And they basically and John says, well, how do you know if you really know? Because Leah and I, it's like,
he said, how do you know? I want you to finish that because you cut out. He said, how do you know if you're both in love?
How do you know if you're both compatible? It's like, well, how did you know that you and Leah are compatible? And he's like, well.
He didn't say compatible. He said in love.
We walked the lakes together and forded the streams together. And then when I could see a bright enough light, I knew I would start my commune here. It's this weird, it's such a weird moment.
It was a weird moment. It was a
weird walked moment. The lakes.
We walked the lakes together.
And forded streams.
Forded streams.
Went into the meadows and I gave her her flower crown and she became a fairy.
Poodle, how do you know that you're in love?
Let's see. A couple of things. Oh. When the light hits the moment and the candlelight hits the two credit reports at just the right angle, and I'm about four drinks in. And then I say, am I in love? I'm like, no, I'm just drunk. So then John asks, Colt, do you think that your love is infinitive? Like split or like an infinitive verb. It's an infinitive, like to love.
Just looking for it.
He said in I think he meant infinite, but he said infinitive. God bless.
He did.
I love dumbasses. Anyway.
Do you think he was trying to combine infinity and finite?
I think he just added an extra syllable sometimes. I'm convinced that anytime someone captures a thing, because we mess up our speech all the time.
I just said shit wrong on today.
But it's just like, for some reason, when it happens on TV and people are very earnest about it, it sounds ridiculous. It's like when Ed said drowning. I was drowning. No one helped me. I was drowning.
Drowning.
Anyway, y'all, what the last little bit here is Colt's calling Larissa to find out, and she's like, I got the visa, and he's like, good, I've already she's like, so now you can get the ticket, and he's like, oh, I already bought it 2 weeks later, it's cheaper, and she's like, her face just darkens
because this is when her face moved.
Yeah,
it
moves a little now.
a little. She does not get it.
She's like, but you're the American, and he's like, not all of us live in golden palaces and drive rocket cars. First of all, if anyone knows where I can get a rocket car, I need to know that right now. And the Golden Palace was a great sequel to The Golden Girls.
It was not a great sequel.
You're right. It was not a great sequel, and it was unfair that was what was given to us as a sequel to The Golden Girls or a spinoff.
They just should have just let it go.
I agree.
Or done something different.
It gave us Don Cheadle. Someone else was on that. Who else was on Golden Palace? Don Cheadle.
All of our sissies are screaming.
If this is niche, this is actually not even niche gay anymore because Golden Girls was a very...
Cheech Marin!
But he was established. But I don't think Don Cheadle was very established back then.
No, I don't think he was.
But y'all, if you're gay or gay adjacent or just love things that gay men love, you may know that Golden Palace was when Golden Girls played its last season. Golden Palace was the spinoff where they owned a hotel, and B. Arthur wasn't involved.
God, this is a whole podcast. I feel like the reason why that show didn't work is because Rose Nyland had to be the smart one who was in charge. They made Rose this stronger person than she was, and more like she didn't have Dorothy to play off of.
There's a lot of reasons that show didn't work.
There's a lot of reasons, but yeah. I think...
No, with Bea Arthur not there, the show just didn't work. It just didn't. You also had Sophia, who didn't really have a reason to be there.
They should have done the spinoff with just Blanche and Rose.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Now, if they would go to 100% open a hotel in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And that would probably work. Rose, a bitchy queen who plays Dorothy, because that's all Dorothy was.
Yeah. You get, let's see. You get Brooke Szymanski, who's a Broadway person, who was in Uncoupled, the queen.
Yeah. Yes. A good lesbian, too, would be good for Dorothy.
That's true. Leia Delaria. Cast Leia Delaria.
There you go.
Fix it. I'll call Stan Zimmerman now.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started. That's what I kept saying was like, is this woman like running from the cartel? Like, I don't understand what is happening.
She just wants to get to America.
And she said, say to him, baby, but you're an American. You can do it.
I think it's a limited understanding of what America is, and every other man has just given her things.
Yeah.
And she doesn't understand. She's like, I guess I'm stucky in Brazil for two weeks.
See? Maybe if you talky to me, you could change the tick. And I went, he did talk to you about it. We actually watched the video where he talked to you about it.
Yeah. And I think this is a symbol of what's going to happen.
When she said, she's like, now you will have more time alone. Maybe you can go to the gym and cut your bangs.
Go to the gym and shave your beard.
Oh, shave your beard. The bangs were earlier. She was like, baby, move your bangs. So she's already crazy. And yes, we saved this word for a few. But y'all, Larissa is batshit.
But a really good kind.
I mean, you don't, again, when you watch this, they want you to feel sorry for Colt. And in a way, especially now where we see Colt now with his mother, I do have a lot of sympathy for Colt and what he got. His dad died and he was in a shitty situation, but... Just because you had a shitty
childhood. He's had his villain seasons.
Well, just because you're in a shitty childhood doesn't mean that gives you an excuse to be a shitty adult and hurt people as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Really fucked over, Jess.
Can we go to Baraboo, Wisconsin?
Where the fuck are we getting the town?
Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Baraboo, machine gun. Or machine no, gun, mechanic.
Mechanicsburg.
Mechanicsburg.
I was in San Francisco this weekend and I'd never done Alcatraz. And for some reason, there was a lot of children and young children with strollers on this. And the audio clip was like grizzled guards talking. And I saw children listen to the audio thing. It was like, this was a rough place called Broadway. This was over. If you look to your left, you see, Al Capone shivved a guard with a spoon.
that guy, I listened to that audio recording because I went to San Francisco with my mother and did that. And which is
the
sad.
Ultimate mother gay son that trip.
Real sad when I think of it. Where does a gay man go? When does he go to San Francisco for the first? Actually, the first time I went to see Linda Carter, but I just went for a night because that's all that I could afford. But what does a gay man do for a long trip to San Francisco? Goes with his mother.
Very gay. Wow. But what I was saying, what was that? Machine Gun Kelly.
He's very grizzled. I just want to say that.
Yeah. Machine Gun Kelly was a name on the thing. And one of the kids went, what? Machine Gun Kelly was in prison? And I'm like, oh, Jesus. And I just went, no, he was actually a person who that's where Machine Gun Kelly got his name. The one with Megan Fox. Yeah.
I would
kind of have sex with. I've talked about it before. I'm horrified that I would do Machine Gun Kelly. I'm grossed out by it.
But isn't he supposed to be a decent person? I don't know anything about
him. I don't know. I doubt it.
Maybe.
I'm sure he's fine.
Did you see the news, by the way? This is totally jumping, but did you see the news of what Madonna posted?
40-year tour.
Yeah, she's doing it. Gays everywhere.
I got to get a ticket. I got to get Michael, a ticket to that.
Our friend Michael already texted me. He's like, we're going, yos. And I was like, all right. I'm getting, but he said,
I got to get a ticket.
He said, I want to get a cheap seat because I don't want to look at her face.
No, you got to get a really good seat.
Oh, I would be fine with that. I've never seen Madonna.
You're not even a Madonna fan.
No, I'm like not a fan. Like I've had several of her albums that I bought that like got me through stuff.
I guess I'm saying don't go to a big concert thing if you're not a big fan.
Oh no, I disagree with someone like Madonna. Go and get a cheaper seat because you're going to so much.
I guess
music.
I agree. I just want to see. I want to see I'm going to get a really good seat.
It's like when we saw Spice Girls. Like I wasn't a huge Spice, but we had a ball and we were in the last row. That concert was gay. When Baby Spice started singing It's Raining Men, that the whole place almost lifted up off of its foundation just to show its building's ass to the world.
There was a fat queen that literally fainted.
Yeah. He's not lying, y'all. I mean, it was so, and just rainbow confetti like shot out. It's raining! And we were all like, rah!
And that fat queen was us.
It's true. All right. So yes,
anyway,
Eric and Lita.
We're in Lita.
Lita. Lita.
What mnemonic can we come up so you won't say Lita every time?
How do you spell her name again?
Leida.
See, that's where I get confused because isn't the German spelling you would say Lita?
Yes, but you never studied German. So
I studied German. I did. I took a semester or year of German and German diction. So well, I just want to say Lida.
I think you can let it go after.
Well, I've got my training. It's hard to go against it, but I guess I will. Here's
one thing you can think about.
I guess das ist gut in Lida and Lida.
In American diction, this is not a rule, but go to the look at the first vowel. So you don't even see the second syllable. Second vowel. Hey, I'm just trying to have you not fuck up constantly and say Lida every time. It's
fine.
Not Lida Rose. Lida.
Lida. I'm going to Lida you down a dark path, bitch, and I'm going to take your children too.
Eric is a, as I said before, a human basset hound, looks like to me. U.S. Marine. He loves America.
Loves America.
Fuck yeah.
Was in the Marine, and now he does something. He works in, like, tech or something. I don't know.
Yeah, robotics or some shit. I don't know.
Some engineering thing. Good for you. He was married and got divorced, and he thought the universe wanted him to be single.
20-year marriage. I have news for all of y'all. The universe doesn't give a fuck whether you're single or not.
It doesn't. It wants you to be happy and successful. Whatever.
I know.
It wants you to go to positive energy, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah. The universe probably looked at Eric and went, you know, go with God.
Go with God.
Do what you want to.
No, the universe looked at Eric and said, I wish you the best.
Right. I wish you the best.
I wish you the best. Now,
we wish you the best.
Here's the quandary. Eric's sitting there at this diner talking about, you know, and I thought, what do I do? I'm divorced. Do I go to war or do I date?
Do I go fight ISIS?
Do I fight ISIS, ISIL,
y'all,
or I just date, or go, or do I join Match.com?
This is the most version of extreme midlife crisis that I've ever seen.
Boy.
Like, when you get divorced, you don't know anything, you can't date anybody. No one in Baraboo, Wisconsin wants to date you, so you might as well go fight ISIS, or go to Turkey and fight ISIS, or you're gonna put a personal ad on an Indonesian site. It seems like a natural progression for me.
Yeah. And we are aware Poodles, Wisconsin does sound like Stephanie, Michigan. We know it's the same.
It It's slightly different.
Okay. We're going to get a bunch of people that say, it sounds like Cuckoo 70.
Who said that?
I'm already anticipating it's going to happen because it does sound similar.
Okay, I'll let you do all the whiskey.
No, I'm not judging you for it. I'm just saying they're going to say.
I think there's a little difference.
Aren't they? They're very similar.
No, accents, they're not. Right? They're not.
Oh.
Michigan is a lot harder. Wisconsin, a little more air in it.
Oh.
It's just you don't have a good ear for it. That's okay.
Sure.
Hey, you're the one who told me they're the same. I'm an artist. A voice artist. You know, I don't care. They both sound like dumbass Midwesterners to me. But this accent especially, and the ex-wife is like, I hope I get along with her. there is a Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota kind of thing. Minnesota is really far. There's a type of, it's like almost like Southern English. Sometimes people think you're dumb if you sound that way. It's one of the reasons I tried to fix when I became a teacher. I tried to lose a lot of my Southern accent because you're just, it's hard to have the intellectual strength in the room sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they just, if I talk like this.
I get it. Now, is his wife spelled Tanya the way Tania spells her name?
No, I think she was just Tanya.
Oh, okay. I thought, okay.
Maybe. So, I never got her name.
We're gonna meet her later. First, we get the little story that he met Lita. She lives in Jakarta, Indonesia. So already I went, oh, she's not going to like the winter.
No.
And I thought in my head, I hope she's adaptable. And then they showed us all the clips of her, and I went, oh, she's not adaptable.
Yeah, this is someone who comes from... Now, let me just throw this this resume out. She's a teacher in Jakarta. She's a runner-up of Miss Indonesia.
Yep.
She has a medical... She is a med school graduate.
Yep.
All of these things point to...
Actress and a model.
Yes. All of these point to, let's say, maybe someone who could be high maintenance. Maybe.
Possibly.
A scotch.
Just a bitch.
And then we saw her house that she lives in with her parents, which looks like a small palace.
There's a Sistine Chapel painted on the ceiling. They have maids... And cooks.
And drivers. She has a driver.
And drivers.
Now, I need to know from Indonesian sissies, why would this woman leave? Why would this woman leave? Is she running from something?
Is she running for something?
And maybe we find out later.
Maybe she wants to get to, maybe she wants to be an actress.
But why is she going to Baraboo, Wisconsin?
Maybe this is all she could get, but I get it. The red flags are there. I just don't know which way the wind is blowing.
I agree. What I'm saying is if this is a puzzle and I'm trying to put it together and these edges are all flat edges.
Lib, are you saying edging? I know what edging is.
But it doesn't, the puzzle pieces don't look like they're fitting. For this, I think if this person was from a poorer background, I'd be like, okay, got it. If this person was older and had maybe, and I think she's say 29. How old she is?
She's 29 and okay. He's 40.
So there is a possibility that they mentioned she had been married before. So there
and
is
she has a
child. She has a child. So there is a possibility that there may be an issue where no man wants to marry her with a child. I'm not sure I know Indonesian customs that well. So that may be one of the issues. But as far as resumes put together, this is a mismatch. On paper, this is a mismatch. We haven't even put them together yet. I'm just, I'm kind of and you know, maybe there's something between them, but anyway, so y'all, they met each other in person. They talked every day. 2 days later, he proposed. She, yeah. Obviously now, y'all, this is completely in the throes of midlife crisis when you propose after 2 days.
And it's also too, not even that she has money to, but she lives in a major city.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a very huge, like world.
The capital.
Yeah. So Baraboo. I just go back to Baraboo.
I can't wrap my brain around it.
I just go back to Baraboo. That's
Baraboo. Baraboo, Wisconsin. Baraboo.
Just going back to Baraboo. Yeah.
And she has a 5-year-old son, Alessandro. She mentions to him, I'm going to miss how my family spoils me. That was the lead off. And
there's, yeah, I just looked. There's 33 million people in Jakarta.
And the
metropolis.
I'm going to guess Baraboo's got 15,000, if that.
I'm going to look.
Baraboo,
Wisconsin. You're wrong. It's 12,000.
Not a bad guess.
Is it even close? Oh, well, don't get Baraboo confused with West Baraboo.
Okay, gotcha. West Baraboo is a bad town.
They got
drugs in West Baraboo.
They do. Some car's honking its horn.
That is so loud.
That's way outside. Lord help. Is this even by...
What's it near?
It is...
Anything?
No, it's more in the middle of the state.
Oh,
and
fuck.
It's about... I'm going to map it right now.
Yeah, y'all, Wisconsin sissies, come at us if you know where Baraboo is, if there's anything.
It's basically 2 hours west and a little north of Milwaukee. You take the 94 all the way over.
Wow, that's in the middle of nowhere.
It's northwest of Madison.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
It's probably very pretty, but...
But there's nothing there.
It's close to... Devil's Lake State Park.
You go down there to Devil's Lake and have some walleye.
Shouldn't have said it.
Fishing's good. Fishing's good out there. I'm sorry. It just sounds dumb. It's an adorable accent.
It's just gonna crash and burn. So, and it just gets better when we meet where Eric lives with his oldest daughter.
Okay, so I assume that means that the two youngest daughters live with the ex.
Yeah, with the mom.
So,
yeah.
And the oldest daughter and the
I didn't
Natasha.
Give her name. Oh, Natasha. Right? Yes, he called her Tasha. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this is a 2-bedroom apartment. Y'all, this is definitely like, you know, those toys, like my first Jack in the Box. This is dad's first apartment after the divorce. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone needs that first shitty apartment.
My dad lived too. He lived in it, we didn't have a lot of apartments in Ardmore, but he lived
Dad's
in
Dad's first apartment.
This shitty, shitty house. And I remember going, where is my dad living?
Baby's first keyboard. Dad's first apartment.
That's what they should make
apartment.
For Ken and Barbie. They should make Ken's I've lost everything because I cheated on Barbie apartment.
With my personal trainer who was a man.
Yeah. No. If it was a man, he would have a nice apartment.
That's true. So it's a 2-bedroom.
In not West Hollywood, but in West Baraboo.
West Baraboo is it's a thriving gay scene.
Yeah.
Go to the bar, the walleye. walleye is going to be used a lot. To me, that's just a fish that I can just see people catching. You caught a good mess of walleye there.
Well,
good one, Bob.
Love that theme night at that bar, cheese curds.
Oh, yeah. Don't talk about cheese curds. I think that's more Minnesota. I think. I'm sure they do it too.
No, isn't Wisconsin cheese a thing? We're going to get so many sissies that come out.
Wisconsin's probably more cheese.
I think it's both. I don't know, though.
It feels the same to me.
It all is, because my mom lived in Minneapolis. Minneapolis is a lot of meat.
Yeah.
My kind of city.
Right. So they are, Tasha's 19, and he says, basically, this is interesting. And I understand. It seems like this is a conversation he said. So Lita's moving in with her son, which means we're going to need you to move out. And I would imagine she's not the easiest to hear. And she probably resents the fact that she feels like she's being pushed aside for his new wife who she's never met.
And I get that, but I'm of two minds that it does seem like she's grown.
She's
like,
19 years old. Yeah, I agree.
She's grown. Like, you can, I don't know why this is, I'm just sensing the vibe that Tasha, and I could be 100% wrong, doesn't really want to, like, go out on her own and, like, get off the teat.
I think it's that's less a lot. That than, I don't know how long ago they sprung this on her that she needed to leave.
That too. I didn't know that was just my gut feeling, like, does she want to leave or not? Because it can't be that crazy expensive to get an apartment in Baraboo.
Oh, here's the thing. She doesn't want to leave. She doesn't want to leave because that would mean she would probably have to, another expense. The thing is, I think if she left of her own volition, or the dad said, you need to leave because you need to do your own thing, the fact is she doesn't want to leave because she's be like, the dad's choosing his new wife over her. That's why she doesn't want to leave. It has nothing really to do with the money.
That's true. Goodness, a two-bedroom apartment in Baraboo is $1,000.
And this is probably, now, who knows if Tasha's working, or she's in school or whatever.
I know how we'll find out, y'all. Sissy Mary.
Yep.
What is it? Sissy Mary, or
Sissy, I don't know what Mary, you're saying.
What is it again? Sissy Mary.
Sissy
colon,
Mary. No, Mary colon Sissy Detective.
Mary colon Sissy Detective. Yeah.
So, and then she says, I'm not leaving. It's not my problem, which is kind of true and also kind of not true.
Now, I will say, he isn't paying her rent. He said she's paying rent and half the bill. So, kind of, that is like.
That's right.
I forgot about that. So actually, that makes me think more of, I bet this was just sprung on her. And I say that because Eric says later, he still hasn't told Lita what his apartment looks like, y'all. She has no idea.
Oh, that is a really, God, producer, y'all did your best this season.
Actually, yeah, when I think about it, I think I'm on side Tasha on this one.
I think I am on two.
Yeah.
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 She's kind of got the Skrillex cut.
She would 100% be your friend working at Blockbuster Video or at Mimi's Cafe.
Mimi's Cafe.
Where y'all waited table. You would 100% be her friend.
I would be. A female Skrillex. So you don't know who that is, do you?
No.
Okay. You can Google it and you can see. So lunch with his family. What could be better? Seeing your ex-wife with your other two kids. I don't think Tasha is there, right?
Tasha's not there, but Jenica and Tennille are there.
Tennille, I assume, excluding the captain. So
I've never heard the name Jenica.
I haven't either. I don't mind it, actually. Tennille is interesting. The only one I know is the consort of the captain. So they have unique names. So so we ex-wife basically says, I don't know a lot. Tanya says, I don't know a lot about her. He hasn't really mentioned. Again, she's coming over. Not the fact that he's being secretive means he knows he'll be judged.
Yeah.
And the first thing he tells her, this is weird, is not she's a great girl, She's an artist, or she's an actress, model, Miss Universe runner-up. Her family's got money. That's the first thing.
Now, that's the first thing he says. She says, do you want to look at the menu? Obviously, your tastes have changed. And I first thought she was going to be...
She's got jokes!
I thought she was going to be like Bilal's ex-wife, Shahida, and be just
she's great!
But I thought she was going to be kind of petty, or like Sean's ex-wife, Kelly, yeah, from Lalu.
No, this woman is not at so all, ready to be rid of this love.
Rid of him. You ready to be? Yes. They actually seem like they get along quite well, and she actually seems really fucking reasonable about this whole situation.
Let's speculate. 20 years marriage. Reason for divorce.
You know, it's a lot of things. As he said, they were better off separate than they were together because he was serving the military. Mm-hmm. So infidelity on both sides of a marriage could be hard. And so maybe she like found another woman or guy.
Oh, I think he became just too much to deal with.
Or she just realized she didn't really care for him when he moved back.
When the person is under the same house as you are, retired. And
it's why Poodle will never take a cruise with someone he's dating because he can't get away.
Oh, I don't know. There's always the water.
Captain, Captain, I see a lifeboat leaving in the distance.
Choo, 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 choo. Stroke.
It's just like in zigzag fast motion, like at the end of Looney Tunes into the sunset.
Or you could always just push them off and just overboard them completely. So.
Okay, so anyway, Eric.
Wow. The footholds are very slippery on some of those docks.
I really don't want our podcast to be played in a court of law as evidence.
So Tanya asks, so if that's true, God, she's in the nicest Midwestern way, throwing it back in his face. And I love it. She's like, so if that's true, her family's got money. Why aren't the roles reversed? Why aren't you going over there?
And his daughter goes, Mom, because he's a patriot.
And he's like, it's America. It's so much better here.
Which, great that he's a patriot. That's fine. But we find out, this guy
one of those
thinks
guys.
That there's
America,
no way you could love Jakarta, the world's most populous island, I believe, 33 million people. What's to do there in that fucking slum that's not better than Baraboo, Wisconsin?
I don't think the thought of moving there has ever crossed his mind because you know, he's foreign military. He obviously, that's a very high ideal for him, is the concept of America. It's just a little weird how he talks about it. It's like, what could be better than here?
It's weird that he's, though, was in the military, because usually I have found some women, but a lot of times men that I've spoken to in the military, usually have kind of a broader, in some ways, like a broader worldview because they've traveled. And maybe this guy never traveled much when he was in the service, but he was gone and they didn't see one another.
I don't think
this is a guy
who... So
that just kind of informs me he's even more kind of potentially xenophobic.
I don't know if it's xenophobic as much as his world is very small.
Yeah.
And he's happy with that.
That's true. Yeah.
So she
even says too, Tanya's like, look, she said... She said, if she lives from a country that's rich and she has all this, what, if you haven't had a lot of FaceTime one-on-one with one another, she's like, well then, and if you don't, you're not going to go there. What are her motives? What are her motives to be here?
Her murders.
And she says, by the way, I'm not the enemy. I want us to get along. We should be able to get along. And Eric said, well, there was one issue, but it's better now. But she was upset that I was having to pay you child support. And the whole table just kind of looks at him.
and going, That's a pretty big issue. Now, so already,
Indonesian sissies, come at us. Is this a thing?
Oh, it is a thing. There are some countries that child support is not necessary.
I agree, but I imagine so, because that was his excuse, that there's no precedent for child. She doesn't understand it, but she gets it more now.
It seems already that this woman he's marrying wants him to completely be separate from any family he's ever had. And now his family is her and that son. That's what it tells me.
Because think about this. He gets custody of his daughters. So his daughters are going to come stay with him for a weekend in a two-bedroom apartment with her and her son already.
Possibly.
And it's also this idea of why would you tell your ex-wife that? Why would you set someone up? Talk to another friend about that, but don't tell your ex. How can she not take that personal?
It is. I think he's just that much of a doofus. I think, y'all, this guy's a schlub. I guarantee you right now, he has very little emotional intelligence. This is not somebody.
Tim vibes of Tim and Melissa. This guy might be a dog as well. You did call him a basset hound.
I will say, at least Tim has a little bit of sense of humor about himself. I don't think this guy has much of any.
Tim also learned Spanish.
That's true. So
I'm assuming they are not together at the end of this because she's horrible, but we don't know if they end up together or not. Again, don't spoil us, please.
She did. I just want to say one thing that the ex was like, why is she coming here? And he's like, she loves me. And the ex is like, oh, okay. Okay.
And they've only spent because he went over there. They've only spent a
couple days. Yeah,
I think they spent a week.
Okay. This is the quick proposal season when they. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. He spent long, but he said after 2 days after together, 2 days. That's when he proposed.
They talked every day.
Y'all, that's because this woman probably let him do butt stuff.
There was also, she said there was also a period where she did not want to meet you. She did not want to meet the ex or the children.
But that's changed. She's softened.
God, this is this is the first time we're seeing them. And all of these conditions are here.
You know, they actually give me Brett and Daya vibes, but she's going to be way worse than Daya. Daya actually wasn't that terrible to Brett.
But
he was pretty clueless too.
There was a warmth to Brett that I just don't see with this guy.
I agree.
I think this guy is just a clue. It's like midlife crisis. He's a walking, breathing midlife crisis.
Yeah. Instead of
a
Corvette.
And that's a rough 40.
Yep. Instead of a Corvette, he got a Lita. Basically.
A brand new Lita. Just slightly used.
Yeah.
Temperamental she is.
That's all I got.
That is the show. That's part one. Join us in, I think, the next episode. We won't be talking about Stephen or Olga because they're not on this episode. But we're talking about Kalani and Asuelu and Jonathan and Fernanda. And there's this big, even in the episode one, there's a big blow up with Jonathan and Fernanda that I didn't watch. But yeah.
Because all I know, we know they're not together because of single life. And we know that people have said that he's an asshole to her. So that's all I know.
He's hot though. Boy, damn. Okay. You can say people are hot and think they're assholes. Why can't I?
It's true. You've never had to pick me up in Las Vegas at 2 a.m.
I've moved on. I'm like Jay. I'm reformed. I'm a reformed manizer, not a womanizer,
You're
but a
right.
manizer.
The point is, y'all, If you have, if you've gotten one thing from our podcast yet and you haven't gotten this yet, Jake and I have terrible taste in men.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, I really, horrible taste in men.
I've learned a lot through my terrible taste in men.
Eh, I'm learning, so about to figure it out some more. All right, everybody, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. You can find us on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the good stuff. Y'all know where, again, go to our Linktree link to get those tickets for our reality shade, our digital worldwide
moment. Digital worldwide moment.
Moment with Mary Payne from Pink Shade. And that's about, and go to picklefinder.net to see Poodle after 12 p.m. Pacific time, where he will take your credit card information. Oh, somebody, you know what? I think that car is honking for you. I think that's somebody you owe money to.
I'll be there soon, boys.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. But until the next time, remember, we call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love and all the, well, not the wrong places, in fucking Baraboo.
Yeah, in fucking Baraboo. Yes. And if you know a good lake for walleye, let a boy know.
And call him.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.